Welcome to World Famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Phil Hendry. We have General Galen Shaw, Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman. Tonight we have David G. Hall also joining us. Now we're going to be talking, General, about Baxter Banks. I understand I remember interviewing Mr. Banks, but somebody needs to refresh my memory on this.
Well, David wanted him on so that we could explain to him the nature of the show that we do. He was treated, he feels, with some disrespect.
Now, I don't remember the interview either, Phil, but it did not air. That's the whole thing. It didn't even make it air, Bud.
Mr. Banks was not, he felt, he was not treated with respect because of, I had made a comment about how his last name.
Was this the guy that You laughing is not helping this. I understand. Is this the guy who complained about you saying his last name was Spanks and all that stuff?
I did not say that, no.
Well, you did, but you said Baxter Spanks, or Baxter the Spankster, something like that.
Let me get David G. Hall on the phone right now. David, hi.
Yeah, Phil, look, the less you investigate this, the better. What we want to do is bring Mr. Banks on and show him that the Phil Hendry Show is a legitimate interview forum, that we do want to hear from him.
I got to be honest with you, David, and forgive me, I don't remember why we had him on the show.
Well, I don't doubt that you do. You brought him on. He's a very well-known meteorologist, a man who could talk at length about some of the atmospheric rivers in terms of rain that we were having in Southern California. We were going to bring him on with Jay Santos, but unfortunately it got sidetracked because of Bud, and I wanted to bring Mr. Banks on, not as an apology, but just so he could again restate who and what he is and what he does.
I understand that. Bud apparently was a party to...
Bud made his usual jerk-off jokes. And
I didn't know that the man... they tell us this is a comedy show, essentially.
I know it, but look, people say it's a comedy show, and that's fine. And Phil, you need to exercise some of the constraints.
I don't remember what happened.
Yeah, you don't remember what happened. What happened was, is Bud referred to this man as... What is the man's name again?
The man's name is Baxter Banks. I remember that Bud said Baxter...
Yeah, I said Baxter Spanks, Baxter the Spankster.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? What is the point of all that, Phil?
All right, Bud, I can't have you doing that.
I know that now. I know that now.
You know that now? What you didn't know it then?
No, I did.
What, the guy had a name that lent itself to saying Mr. Spank? I don't know.
Well, you're laughing, too.
Well, you're laughing, too. I guffawed a little bit. Yeah, look, let me get off the phone before we have a problem here. You got Mr. Banks is over at Ted's of Beverly Hills, I think. And you talk to him, okay?
We have Ted's of Beverly Hills on the line right now, and this is Baxter Banks. Hello, sir.
Hello, Phil. I'm thankful that you have me on your program. Thank you again. And by the way, could I say something?
Go ahead.
I understand that it's funny to say Baxter Spank and Mr. Dickman. I don't bear you a grudge at all, I understand. But I think at the times that we need to be serious, and I came on your program with a well-intentioned to talk about the meteorological challenges of Southern California.
I know that, and I'm glad to have you on tonight, sir, especially with the high winds.
Yes, well, I wanted to talk about that, and
I'm very sorry. I don't recall you being on the show.
Well, that's the other insulting, and it was insulting. I came on your program to talk about meteorology.
No one meant to insult you, sir.
Well, no one meant to insult me, but I came on to talk about these atmospheric rivers, and I heard a gentleman say, good evening and welcome, it's Baxter the Spankster. Can I tell you a funny story, Mr. Hendry?
Go ahead.
That's what the kids used to call me when I was a young man, and my name is Baxter Bank. Baxter Bank.
Baxter Bank.
No, Baxter. This is great.
What is your name, sir?
Baxter Bank.
It's... Can you spell your last name?
B-A-N-K-S.
B-A-N-K-S.
What?
B-A-N-K-S.
Yes, Baxter Bank. And I have been a meteorologist for a number of years, but there was no need for me to come back on your program. I had no need to be on the Phil Hendry podcast, whatever this is, Mr. Hendry. I don't mean to denigrate you, but I've been on far bigger programs than yours, and I've got far bigger fish to fry.
That's what you had said that originally, sir, and that's what I said. You got to go spank.
Yeah, you know.
All right, but we can get rid of that now, the whole Baxter spank thing.
And remember that this is my name, my family name. Just remember that last name is made out of my father's flesh.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I don't need this. I've got a 30-year-old secretary laying out by the pool in a very tight little bathing suit.
Is it a guy or a girl?
What an asshole to say something like that.
Bud, why don't you shut up and just sit down? Sit down up there, bud. Mr. Banks, forgive me. Your name is Baxter Banks. You're a well-known meteorologist. You wanted to talk to us about the meteorological reality in Los Angeles concerning the atmospheric rivers, all the rain that we had. But now we have a different challenge, these winds.
Yeah, the winds are a challenge coming from the north. They're between a high and a low-pressure front. And I think that in Los Angeles, where you have high canyons, the high desert winds, and you have a lot of canyon living, you have a lot of mountain living, you're going to feel those winds effectively, but here's the big thing, is that it was fanning the flames. All of this is important, of course, but I wanted, more than anything else, to get out to your audience tonight and to anyone that may be listening, that I have a website, Baxter Banks, that I am a meteorologist, and that I take my job very seriously, and that what transpired on your program here last December, that was a year ago, Mr. Henry, in December.
Okay, so that was over a year ago, got it.
Well, it doesn't make any difference.
We understand that still was, you were treated with great disrespect.
I was. Well, and I was treated with great disrespect. As I said, I know that I talked with young Mr. Dickman just before he came on there. You're a very nice man, Mr. Dickman. I like talking to you.
I like talking to you, sir.
Okay. But when you went off on Baxter the Spankster and Baxter Backspank, you hit about a half. The thing that was more offensive than anything, Phil, was that he had about a half a dozen to a dozen that he'd written down.
That Bud had done what?
I wrote down about a half a dozen to a dozen Baxter Spank, Baxter the Spank, Baxter Spankster, Baxter Backspank.
Yeah, all of these, I don't want to listen to them again because it's a bit traumatic for me to hear them again and again and again and over and over and over again. But I wanted to take the opportunity to accept Mr. Hall's invitation to be on the program.
David Hall is on the line, is he, Bud?
Yeah, Mr. Hall.
Thank you very much, Mr. Banks. Is it Mr. or is it Doctor?
It is Mr. I like to be called Doctor. I am not really a doctor. I like to be called a Doctor of Meteorology because I think that I put in the time and the sweat, and I put in the hours, and I put in the hard work to be a meteorologist. But no, I do not have my doctorate. But when people refer to me as Dr. Bankster, Dr. Spankman, when people refer to me as Dr. Ben, this is what I mean, Mr. Henry.
And well, if you're not a doctor, sir.
This has nothing to do with it. Hold on for just a moment, General. You are not a doctor, or you are a doctor?
I prefer to be called a doctor.
But you're not.
Well, I did not get my doctorate, but I really think that the hard work that I put in.
All right, I understand, sir. So you're Dr. Banks.
No, you can call me Mr. But just call me Baxter Spankmaster.
See,
now, this is what happened when I was on your program. This is what happens, you see, when you allow yourself to be dragged onto an inferior product like your program, Mr. Henry.
Well, I can assure you then, sir, I will never have you back on. I don't want you to be on an inferior product. I'm sorry that Bud made a juvenile crack like that and that it seemed to have, you know, you've been obsessed over it for a long time.
I'm not obsessing over it. I was contacted by Mr. Hall.
I contacted Mr. Banks to say we are sorry. I was going through your guest list, Phil, over the last year and looked at some of the names of people that we had treated rather roughly. Okay?
All right.
And one of them was this Baxter Banks that Bud had gone through this litany, had written down a half a dozen to a dozen names. And this was a big thing for Buddy. Put it on the whiteboard. He put it up on the blackboard.
No, I put it on the whiteboard just in case I wanted to use them.
In case you wanted to call me names like Baxter Spankmaster, or the other one was Baxter Backspank, or Baxter, the other one was Baxter Backspank. I've got them all memorized, Mr. Henry. That's how painful it was for me.
That's why I appreciated Mr. Hall bringing me on.
Well, you don't have to...
No. I want to... There was Baxter Spankback. Baxter Slapback Spankback. Baxter the Spankmaster Spankster. Baxter Spank'em Alive Banks. Baxter Spanks Banks. This just kept on going.
We don't have to keep hearing them, sir.
No, I insist. I want to go through all this. I've got the whole list here. This sort of burned into me over the course of the last year, all of these names. I remembered more than anything, Mr. Henry, being on your program and being subjected to this ridicule.
So you've been obsessing over this?
No, I'm not obsessed. I don't think he's obsessing. The man remembers... These names were like knives, right? Like knives being stuck into me. Baxter Backpaddle, this is another one here. This is a list that I'd gotten. I'd asked Mr. Dickman to send me this list, and he very graciously acceded to my demand.
Well, he wanted me to send it.
So you sent him a list. This is a list of names.
It was a list of names I thought we would use on a show.
Yeah, a list that they thought they'd use on the show. To ridicule me and to take my hard work as a meteorologist and relegate it to the back burner and move to the front burner, you've got two pots. Both are boiling. One has meteorological information, and the other has a bunch of names like Baxter Backspank, Baxter Spankbot, Baxter Spankability. And you move that to the front. So here's this is the list here. So
well, you got a list of names.
Phil, just let the man... Let me, if you wouldn't mind, Phil, let me read these off. Baxter Banks Spanks. Baxter Banks Spank. Baxter Spanks. Baxter Bank. So I don't know what that means. Does that mean that Baxter Spanks Baxter Bank, meaning I spank myself? No answer to that one.
Just if you need to read them, sir.
Okay. The other one here is Baxter Spank Bank. Baxter Spanks Spank-a-lot Spank Bank and Baxter Spank-a-Bank. Baxter Spanks. So these are all these names and all of these that I was called on your program, and that more than anything is why I wanted to come on the program. So Mr. Banks came on the program tonight, Phil, to sort of purge himself of this, because it was quite a grave insult.
All right, well, let me say to you, sir, Mr. Banks, with the sincerest of apologies, I do apologize. I am sorry. We tend to get real juvenile on the show. There's no question about it.
What are you doing?
Shut up, bud.
You're copping out, man. You're selling out, man.
Hey, bud, shut up, or I'm going to fire you myself.
No, I'm not copping out.
Mr. Dickman, you're saying that Mr. Henry is copping out and selling out, and not calling me Mr. Spankit because you call that having integrity. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying no one cares what you say. Never mind what he has to say, sir. We're sorry from the depths of my heart. I'm very sorry that this was something that ruined your appearance on our show. We could have had a good time talking about the weather. We've had a lot of crazy weather, as we do right now with these high winds. I appreciate your view on that. Now, I can tell you this, from the El Pacifico where we are, can we talk about the weather?
I'd love to talk about the weather, Phil. It's an exciting aspect of my job, but I wanted to make clear, A, you have to understand the depth of hurt that I felt, that I've written down every single one of these names that this man Dickman used in relation to me or was going to use in relation to me. I wrote every single one of them down, and every night for the last year I've read them all over and over and over again. Mr. Banks, did I say something?
Yes.
I understand that you are upset.
Yeah, what's it?
Shut up, bud.
I understand that you're upset, and there's nothing we can say that will make it right what was done.
They've burned into my soul. You understand that? They've burned into my soul. I do meteorology for Channel 53 out of Tulare, California. And every night, I will get off the air after working my tail off to give the people of Tulare and the San Joaquin Valley the very best weather, and I'll always get an email or I'll always get a text that says, Dear Mr. Spankbank, Dear Mr. Spankster, Dear Mr. Baxter Spankster Spanky, Dear Spanky, something like that. And every night it hurts as I go to bed, and I feel it.
Sir, I want to apologize, and anything we can do, we'll have you on as a regular feature on our show. Anything we can do to get the focus off of that and onto what you do well, which is meteorology.
You would have me come on your program as a regular contributor, as a meteorologist, meteorological, I can't really say it too good.
listen to this. So you were pretending to like me, and you're going, me?
No, I'm not pretending. Meteorological.
Meteorological, yes.
Yes, I'd be happy to have you on as a regular contributor to Meteorological News. Yes, sir.
Something very generous of you, Phil, and we hope that you consider that, Mr. Banks, and we appreciate. Have you finished saying what you want to say?
I believe that I have, and I just as a word of caution to everyone listening, have respect for your fellow man. Have respect for what he does and what he works at. He may have a name that you find unusual or that lends itself to some level of juvenile comedy. Let it go. Let the man. Because for a year, ever since I was referred to as Baxter Spankmaster, it's just sat there like a pile of defecation in the corner of my room. No matter what I do, no matter where I go, I smell it and I see it. And I can't get a shovel and get it out of there because there's this...
Almost like a force field or something.
Yeah, thank you very much. Like a force field around it.
All right,
I will echo what Phil said, Mr. Banks. This is Margaret Gray. That I would love to have you on the program to give us your insight into meteorological issues. And again, I would love to hear more of what you have to say about the high winds we're having here in Southern California.
Well, as we're recording, you're recording this, Mr. Henry, on a Wednesday night?
It's a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday night. The high winds are going to peak tonight. By the time your listeners are hearing this program, things will have abated a bit. In Southern California. I know that Southern California Edison was thinking of lowering or at least cutting the power to some homes as a safety measure, but I don't know.
We've still got power, but who knows? You know.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much, Baxter Banks, meteorologist for Channel 56 and Channel 53, excuse me.
Channel 55.
Sorry, in Lodi?
In Tulare. Mother...
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Is he there? Sir, you're not allowed to hang up, sir.
What'd you say?
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, well,
There is Baxter...
Spank. Not Spank.
Watch it, bud, because I swear to God, man, I'm so pissed off at you right now. Oh, my God, what'd I do? You think everything's comedy, don't you? The guy... Because the man's name lends itself to Spank... I swear to God, I rue the day that I ever heard somebody on this show refer to you-know-what as spanking it. Every guy that has a name Banks now, Baxter Spank, that guy says that this has been bothering him for a year.
I think so. Personally, I think something wrong with the guy do that.
Where's David? Is he, David?
Yeah, Phil, I'm listening to you going back and forth with Bud. Bud, nobody's discussing this with you. We're telling you. No more making a master list of how you can mess with a guy's name.
Okay. All right, sorry.
But you can't just because a guy's name is Banks. Hey, let's see, how many different ways can I call this guy a spank monkey?
You understand? It's not all about comedy.
Okay, so are you going to bring this? I mean, so what are we going to...
I want to have him on at least once a month, yeah. Because this has been haunting this man for a solid year.
Haunting him?
Yes. Yes, he told me today. He gets up in the morning and he goes to bed at night, and all he sees is Baxter Spankster, Baxter Spankawink, Baxter Spankster, Baxter Spankalot, Sir Spankalot, Sir Spankabot. He sees all of this in his mind's eye as he tries to get sleep. This man has been damaged, Phil, by his visit on your program.
I think that's... Don't you think that's taking it a little far?
No, I do not. No. No, I do not. I don't think it's taking it too far. And if I were you, I would just keep your counsel... Listen to what I have to say, and do it.
Okay, fine. All right, well, David, this is General Shaw. We'll do it.
Yeah, and I'd like you to make sure that Phil does. We're going to have this guy on Baxter Spanking. God.
Yeah, even you're doing it.
Because I've been listening to you guys. We're going to have this man on Baxter Spanky. We're going to have this man on Spanky. God damn you, Henry.
I didn't... Look, why don't you show some discipline?
Mr. Baxter Spanks... He's going to be on your program once a month with weather.
All right, fine, great. We'll have him.
Well, God, Phil, don't get all excited. Jump.
David G. Hall there. We also had Baxter Banks, who is a meteorologist that apparently was on our show, or didn't make it on the air.
He did not make it on the air.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't even remember this. Do you remember it?
I do remember him saying, you know, I got to go. I said, hey, Mr. Banks, we're about ready to go. He says, I can't. I got to go. And he hung up. Did you ever tell me about this? I guess I think I did, but I don't know if I did or not.
Well, what did he say?
He said, I said, it's time to go on the air with Mr. Henry show. And he goes, you know what? I can't. Forget it. I asked him what's wrong, and he goes, you know, he dropped an F-bomb and made like a, and then made like a jerking sound or something.
He dropped an F-bomb and...
Phil, you know, you're not winning any friends here.
I know, I'm sorry.
All right, what do we got here?
Got Jay Santos, who's going to talk about the winds and everything.
Oh, okay, great. So now we got Jay Santos, not a meteorologist, we got Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police to talk about what?
He's going to talk about the security situation surrounding the high winds and the fire.
All right, what is going on with the phone here?
Oh, sorry.
Got a phone hanging off the edge of this thing. What a day, man.
What a freaking day. I don't know. All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
The world famous Phil Henry Show has a backstage pass just for you. One size fits all. 60,000 hours of great radio and digital content. We also have the video casts, the home movies, the podcasts, Phil's long and short form comedy, the great commentary of the pre-show, the great commentary of the post-show video log. It's all there at philhenryshow.com. PhilHenryShow.com. Less than $10 a month for the month, less than $7 a month for a year subscription. You've got to be completely out of your mind. There has to be something wrong with you. Seriously wrong with you. Not to get a backstage pass.
Yeah.
Jesus.
World famous Phil Henry Show, El Pacifico here in Southern California. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay, I was thinking the other day, how long have we been talking to you?
Boy, Jay, that's a very good question. I mean, I think I've been coming on a Phil Henry Show for probably about 20 years or so, when we first introduced the Citizens Auxiliary Police and the things what we do.
You guys have been on these airwaves with us talking about all kinds of security issues, everything from looking into bags to see if the underwear is right. You remember those days, right?
Well, Phil, we still do check underwear. We still check male and female underwear to make sure the underwear, you know, it's hard to say, but I understand that people felt that we did not have no constitutional right. Well, we do have a right as Citizens Auxiliary Police to citizens arrest, and we can request, we would like to see the underwear. And
I just want to let people know, you're talking about there was a time when you guys would stop people outside of, I guess you still do, don't you?
We don't stop anyone. We simply say we'd like to see if there's underwear in there.
What is the whole... Never mind.
Yeah, General, you know what? You lost that battle a long time ago, okay? We look to make sure that people are wearing underwear that is not going to provoke or incite a sexual, you know, a frenzy, you know?
What are you afraid of, like sexual assault?
I thought I was on here to talk about the wind.
I am going to talk about that, but I just... Again, looking back at the history of you being on this show, I remember those days when you used to look into bags and look at people's underwear and stuff, especially women's underwear. And what were you thinking you were going to see?
Did we not get this out of our system?
Captain Sanders, you're all like...
What is he saying?
All right, what did you think you were going to find?
If I'm finding somebody walking around with a bag full of underwear that they're going to wear, that ain't got no... bottomless, that's got no covering for the front area, and you're looking to incite some frenzied, you know, what we call a frenzy stomp. Do you know what that is, Mr. Henry?
No.
It's a dance that precedes sex where you stomp around and you're frenzied and you're wearing underwear that exposes the genitals.
All right, Jay, I think we've heard enough. We've heard enough, all right, so you've moved past those days.
Well, I can tell you this, we ask people still.
Yeah, and what do they tell you to do? Stick it in your ass, right?
No one tells the Citizens Auxiliary Police to stick it up the ass. I can tell you that right now.
Well, what do you... So you say, hey, I'd like to see that underwear.
Yes, I do. And people say no.
Are they ever rude? Do they ever tell you to shove it?
I told you, we've had people who pull our pants down. We've had people who try to frisbee. But, you know, what we do is, if anybody tries to pull my pants down, I am legally entitled to turn around and pull their pants down. That's what I was told by our attorney.
Oh, come on, will you?
Hey, Mr. Henry, according to our attorney, Citizens Auxiliary Police attorney...
Who's your attorney?
We got to Dolores Blazingame of Riverside. She's the lady that you're familiar with, right?
Dolores Blazingame of Riverside. Yeah, well, she's the attorney for Steve Bozell.
She informed us that we are entitled to do to people what if they take our pants, if they try to take our pants off, we can do the same ain't damn.
All right, I don't even want to talk about this crap anymore. I want to talk more about what's happening.
Mr. Eddie, this is my passion, okay? This is my passion. You call it crap. This is my passion, trying to keep people safe.
Yeah.
No, not yeah. This is my passion. When you say let's move past it, and I know a guy just walked by and he's got underwear, that's just not, I don't know.
Jay, forget about what people are wearing for underwear. Let's talk about what's going on right now.
I'm not going to forget my duty.
I understand. Well, let's talk about the fires. Let's talk about the wind. What's going on?
Well, what we had, Mr. Henry, as you well know, is a very unusual wind event come through Southern California here in the Los Angeles and Ventura County. Hold on for just a minute. Can you throw the 15? What? I'm on the Phil Henry Show. Blow it out your ass.
Hey, Jay, every time you get a call on that thing, man, you're very, very rude.
I'm trying to tell these guys, don't bother me when I'm on the podcast. Huh? Tell them I'm on this podcast with Henry. I don't know. So, over there. Right. Put it with the silk underwear.
Can we talk now?
Sorry. So, what we have, Mr. Henry, is the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We had a wind event, high winds. In the Los Angeles and Ventura County areas, especially in the canyon areas and in the foothills, too. Okay.
In the what areas?
We had high winds gusting up to 100 miles an hour.
That's the part that really got my attention, man. These gusts are pretty hard.
Yes, you better believe it. Gusting up
to...
41 Street Train. Trinaveen? Yes, he's not there. Tell him to... So, I'm sorry, Mr. Henry, I got a problem with a sub-commander out there, I think. Yeah. The high winds, and when they say they're gusting up to 100 miles an hour, my friend, you got a wind there.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful.
80 to 100 mile an hour gusts, sustained winds anywhere from 40 to 60 miles an hour. Now, where you live, Mr. Henry, El Pacifico area, Ventura, California, did you experience any of that?
We didn't have, you know, I can be honest with you, I was all night long kind of half on, half off listening to it. I didn't hear anything too crazy.
No, it wasn't where we were in Santa Monica. We got some of it. Palos Verdes, we got nailed pretty good, but nothing like... But fortunately, we don't have any fires or anything.
Right. So I don't think that...
So you guys kind of dodge a bullet a little bit.
Well, yeah, to a point. I mean, we still, like you said, we still have tonight.
All right, so these winds, 100 miles an hour, and then what happened was... The dry brush, the dry tinder, and everything. We know that when we get high winds like that, we run a risk of fire, and that's what happened. Got a fire break out there in Pacific Palisades.
Were you around Pacific Palisades?
No, we were not. What we were trying to do is direct people away from it. What we do is we do basically a cone down. We cone everybody down. Then we ask them where they're going. If they say they're going south toward the Palos Verdes fire, we say to them, you know, basically, I mean, I don't have any constitutional right to tell them they can't, so I just say to them, good luck to you, Jesus. And if they've got kids in the car, we'll make a little bit of a, not to scare the kids, we'll do a little bit of a kind of a hand crank, like, you know, a rotisserie barbecue, you know.
What do you do? Oh, my God, Jake.
Well, we've got to let them know somehow. I mean, what do you want them to say?
You're talking about parents with kids in the car.
Yes. If they say, where are you going? They say they're going south toward the, you know, down south, which is where the fire is. And I'll go, okay. If I see kids in the car, what am I supposed to do? I can say, you can't go there because the kids are... what I'll do is I'll do kind of a hand crank like I'm doing a rotisserie.
Meaning what?
Meaning you got kids in the car, you might as well just put them...
Oh, what an asshole, man.
Oh, my God. Here I am trying to save lives. Which is what we're all about.
You make a rotisserie hand crank motion.
I'm trying to save lives, Mr. Henry.
Why don't you say something like this? You know, it's very dangerous for you to go down there, especially with the kids in the car. Why don't you take an alternate route?
What alternate route? They're going to PCH. What alternate route are you going to take? Excuse me. What alternate route are you going
to
take?
Go up to the 101 or something, man, or turn around and go back. How about that?
Hey, I got something to tell you. Henry's here, right?
Can you talk to us, please?
Sorry. Mr. Henry, you're telling me to tell people to tell... You're telling me to turn around and to tell people to tell them... To, to tell people...
We're telling you to tell people either turn around or take an alternate route. Take an alternate route. If you're going south on PCH, you can go south on the 101.
They got to go all the way north. Oh, right. They're going to go all the way north off the PCH up to the 101, and then what?
Take the 101 south, Jack, which is what they're doing with the PCH.
You know, I don't think I like the way I'm being talked to, Mr. Henry.
I don't like hearing you say, hey, you know what, you better not go down.
Yeah, look at the guy laughing.
Why are you laughing, Phil? I don't know.
Right. What we're trying to do...
What you're doing is scaring the hell out of those parents going, well, you know what, you can go south, but hey, you look at the kids and do a hand crank motion?
I look at the kids, I look at the parents, and I point to the kids, and I pretend like I'm doing a rotisserie.
In other words, the kids are going to burn up.
I didn't say that.
Okay, Jay, always great having you on.
Okay, so once again, you're going to push me off the air, but before you do, let's make sure that Jay looks like he's under contract to Ringling Brothers, multi-year, six figures. Because I think that...
He doesn't even make any sense. What does that mean? I don't know.
He says you feel like you feel like he's making you... I mean, I feel like he's feeling like I'm making him feel like...
Yeah,
like he's under contract with Ringling Brothers, top dollar.
You know, I don't even think people out there know what Ringling Brothers is.
It was a circus.
Okay. Thank you, Jay, for whatever it was that you just said. Thank you very much to Baxter Banks, and we look forward to having you on the program, sir, very, very shortly. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're back here in California. It's been kind of a whirlwind couple of weeks here with the holidays. Going back to Madison, we thank you, Jenny, for your kind words, and we're back at it, baby. World-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. This has been a executive production of Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. What? You look like you forgot where you were.
I sort of did, yeah. Don't forget to get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. The greatest value online other than porn. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at all you guys. You all look like you're in a fog.
In a fog?
Yeah.
What's that?
You don't know what a fog is.
Oh, a fog, yeah.